Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So today is the auspicious day of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra.
今天是至尊性格神首主 Ramachandra 的吉祥的显现日。
So today, because Lord Ramachandra is Vishnu Tattva, of course, he's the Supreme Lord, he's Vishnu Tattva, so we observe fasting.
主 Ramachandra 他是 Vishnu Tattva, 是至尊主。因此我们今天戒食。
On the appearance day of all the incarnations of the Lord, we always observe fasting.
在主的所有的化身的显现日，我们都会戒食以庆祝。
So we should understand Lord Ramachandra is incarnation of Lord Vishnu, he comes from Lord Vishnu. He is not like Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
主 Rama, 他是 Vishnu 的化身，不像 Krishna, 是至尊性格神首。
And Lord Ramachandra appears in the Treta Yuga. And he is a Lila avatar. He's not Yuga avatar. He's a Lila avatar.
主 Ramachandra 显现于 Treta Yuga. 他是一位逍遥化身，他并不是年代化身。Mahara?
Your voice is breaking. I'm not hearing.
Okay. Just now I've translated that.
Okay, I couldn't hear it. The voice is breaking. Okay. So I'll continue. So the Yuga avatars are described in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Chaitanya is also mentioned as the Kali Yuga avatar.
Yuga avatar, 年代化身在圣典薄伽瓦坛的第十一篇当中提到了，其中也提到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. Karabhajana Muni, one of the nine Yogendras, was questioned by Maharaj Nimi. Maharaj Nimi wanted to know about the Lord's incarnations in each yuga.And he told, Maharaj Nimi told about the Yuga avatars.
Nimi 大君，他对于年代化身很好奇，想要了解更多的信息。于是 Nava Yogendra 就向 Nimi 大君，就其中的一位 Nava Yogendra 就跟 Nimi 大君讲述了 Yuga avatar 年代化身。
So that's mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这是在圣典薄伽瓦坛第十一篇当中讲描述了。
The pastimes of Lord Ramachandra are only mentioned briefly in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and they come in the 9th canto.
主 Ramachandra 的逍遥时光呢，只是简要的在第九篇做了介绍。
Sukadeva Goswami is describing about different kings and the dynasties which come from the different kings. So Lord Ramachandra, he came in the dynasty coming from the sun god.
Shukadeva Goswami 描述了各个王朝当中的各位国王。祖拉玛查那他显现于太阳神的王朝。
We read about Lord Krishna. He came in the dynasty coming from the moon god. The Kshatriyas either come from the line from the sun god or from the moon god. So Lord Ramachandra, he came from the sun god, and Lord Krishna comes in the line from the moon god.
那些刹帝利他们或者是降生于月亮王朝月神王朝或者是降生于太阳神后裔的王朝主拉姆昌者是降生于太阳神的王朝而主 Krishna 降生于月亮王朝。
It's described Lord Krishna, he appears on the eighth day.Lord Krishna's birth is called Janmashtami, meaning the eighth day of the moon. And it said the moon was so pleased that Krishna was appearing in his line, that it, although it was only the eighth day, the moon appeared full.
主 Krishna 显现于第八天第八天那么就他就是 Janmashtami 那么当时月亮神对于主 Krishna 显现在他的王朝感到特别的满意，所以虽然才是 the waxing or 虽然主 Krishna 显现的这时候呢，月亮是是月亮新月的第八天，但是月亮仍然是以满月的形式显现的。
Right. So we're talking Lord Ramachandra. He appeared in the Treta Yuga. His appearance day is called Ram Nomi. Nomi meaning the ninth day of the moon. So 2 days after today will be Ekadasi.
主 Ramachandra 显现于 Treta Yuga, 就是白银年代。当时呢是新月的第九天，所以呢就过两天呢也就是 Ekadasi 了。
So, Lord Ramachandra appears in the place called Ayodhya. Ayodhya. It's a holy city on the banks of a river called Sarayu.
主 Ramachandra 他显现在一个神圣的城市 Ayodhya. 这座城市坐落于 Sarayu 河岸边。
Last year, when we were traveling in the holy places, we went to visit Ayodhya, and we also took the water from the Sarayu River on our heads and offered our obeisances to the holy river.
去年我们游历圣地的时候，也去了神圣的 Ayodhya， 我们也去了 Sarayu 这河岸边，取了这河水，然后滴在头上。并且顶拜了这条圣河。
It is said that the city of Ayodhya was established by Manu, who came from the sun god, and he established the city of Ayodhya.
据说 Ayodhya 这座城池呢是 Manu 所建立的，是来自于太阳神王朝的 Manu。
Right, just in the Bhagavad Gita, we get the history of Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, and the sun god gave it to his son Manu, and Manu to Ikshvaku. So that Manu, that same Manu, he established the city of Ayodhya.
我们在博迦梵歌当中呢，听说的，主 Krishna 向太阳神讲述了博迦梵歌，太阳神又给。人类始祖 Manu 又讲述了这个博迦梵歌 ，Manu 又讲述了博迦梵歌给他的儿子 Ikshvaku， 所以呢，这个 Manu 就是建立了这座城市 Ayodhya。
So, before Lord Rama, there was a great king called Maharaj Dasara, and he was ruling the capital of Ayodhya. He came in the line from the sun god.
在 Rama 降生之前，之前是一个国王叫 Dasarath， 他是来自于太阳王朝的国王。
So Maharaj Dasarath was, his name Dasarath means 10 chariots. Dasa means 10 and Rath means the chariot, like we say Rathiyatra. So his name Dasarath was 10 chariots.
Dasarath 这个梵文词的意思 Dasa 是十 Rath 是车，所以这个词的本意就是十辆战车。
He was such a powerful Kshatriya that when he would go to battle, it was like 10 chariots, not just one. He was like someone on 10 chariots because he could fight in all 10 directions.
Dasarath 王是一个勇武有力的 Kshatriya。当他驾驶着战车来到战场的时候，并不是一辆战车，而好像就是有十辆战车可以在十个方向同时作战一样。
So Maharaj Dasarath was a Kshatriya and he had 3 wives. The wives' names were Goshalya, she was the senior, she was the first wife, the oldest wife.
Dasarath 王有三位皇后，最年长的皇后名字叫 Kaushalya。
And then the second wife was Sumitra, and the third wife, the youngest wife, was called Kaikeya. Kaikeyi.
中间的妻子叫 Sumitra, 最年轻的妻子名叫 Kaikeyi.
Yeah.So Kaikeyi was the youngest, and she was very attractive.
Kaikeyi 呢，年轻貌美。
So Maharaj Dasarath, you know, Kshatriya kings, the kings, they are allowed to have more than one wife. So Maharaj Dasarath had these 3 wives. But he had a problem, because although he had 3 wives,He was not able to have a child.
Dasarath 王呢，他是一个沙帝利，所以可以娶多于一位妻子。但是问题就在于他没有后裔。
Very important for a king that he has to have a child, and not only a child, he has to have a son, really, to take over his rule and to rule on his behalf. After the king gets old, he will want to retire and he will want to pass the throne to his son.
国王作为国王的职责呢，他不仅是要有孩子，还要有儿子，因为只有男孩可以继承这个王位，统治国王，统治王国。所以当国王年迈的时候去退休退隐之后呢，他的儿子就可以继承王位了。
So Maharaj Dasarath was not very happy in his family life without a child. It is said family life without a child is like living in the desert. It's, you know, in the desert, has no meaning.
没有孩子的家庭生活就好像沙漠一样，毫无意义。
Purpose of family life is to have a child.
家庭生活的意义之所在就是要繁衍后代。
So, certainly, his queens, especially the oldest queen, Goshalya, they felt very...sad also that, you know, they're married and they have no child. They're not able to have somehow they've not been blessed to have a child.
所以以 Kaushalya 为首的这些王后呢，内心感到十分的悲哀， 虽然他们已经结了婚了，但是却没有得到祝福，有后代。
So then, Maharaj Dasarath, under the direction of the family priest, they decided to do sacrifice. They performed a horse sacrifice.
所以呢，就在家庭祭司的指导之下，他们决定举行马祭。
Now in the Kali Yuga, this kind of sacrifice is prohibited.
马祭在卡里年代是被禁止的祭祀。
But we're talking about Treta Yuga. In the Treta Yuga, there were qualified brahmanas. So they arranged very nicely to perform this Ashwamedha Yajna, the sacrifice of a horse.
那我这时候是处在 Treta 年代，就是白银年代。那时候呢，就有合格的婆罗门就安排来举行 Ashwamedha 马祭。
Now the family priest was there. His name was Vashistha. Vashistha was a very powerful brahmana.
他们的家族祭师名字叫 Vashistha. Vashistha 是非常有力量的婆罗门。
So, first thing they had to do, they sent the horse in all directions around the land, went in all directions around the kingdom. And if there was any challenge, any objection, then Maharaj Dasarath would have to go and battle with them.
他们会让这个马就跑到他们的王土上各个方向的国土，只要任何人有反对的声音，达萨拉的王就要跟这个人来作战。
So they sent the horse, but there were no challenges, no one objected. So then they began the sacrifice.
他们就让这个马就跑到这个王土，但是没有任何人提出反对，于是他们便举行了马祭。
So when it came time to sacrifice the horse, Vashistha recited some powerful mantras, and these mantras made the horse fall unconscious.
当举行马祭的时候，Vashistha就吟诵出了非常有力量的曼陀罗。这个曼陀罗就使得这匹马就倒在地上，失去了知觉。
So when the horse fell unconscious, then they picked up the horse and they put the horse in the sacrificial fire, and they burned the horse. And when they were burning the horse, everyone saw the soul from the horse go to the heavenly planet.
当这匹马就是倒在地上失去知觉之后呢，就被人们抬起来，就放在了祭火当中，就是在众目睽睽之下，就这个马的灵魂离开了马的躯体，就升到了天堂。
So this was a sign that the yagya had been successful.
这就是这个祭祀成功的标志。
So then, Maharaj Dasarath, the king, he begs the great yogi, the brahmanas and all the sages that you please bless me that somehow I should be able to have a child, a son who could take the throne because I want to retire.
于是达萨拉石车王他就恳求在场的婆罗门以及圣人们，对他们说，我希望有一个王子，因为我想要退休退隐。
So at that time one of the sages present, he said, recently I met with one of the four Kumaras, Sanat Kumara, and he told me that very soon the Lord Vishnu himself is going to take birth in your family. You're going to be blessed with not one child, but with four children.
于是呢，就有一个在场的圣人就对这个国王说，最近呢，我刚刚遇到库马尔四兄弟当中的萨纳德库马尔，他对我说，不久的将来，在你的王朝当中，主威士努本人将会投生在你的家庭当中，而且不止会有一个孩子降生，将会有四个儿子降生。
So then Maharaj Dasarath felt very happy, but he wants to get some sign. He wants to get, you know, some real proof that this is going to happen. So they do another little yagya, and from the yagya comes out a personality, and he brings with him he's carrying a pot with some special cooked rice in it.
达斯拉的王听完这番话后，内心十分喜悦，但是他仍然希望会得到一个迹象来向他证明。于是他们又举行了一个小的祭祀，在祭祀祭火当中出来一个人物，这个人物呢，他就手中捧着一个罐子，里面盛着一些煮熟的大米。
Yes, sweet rice, ambrosia, some nectar.Nectar in the form of some cooked rice.
这个叫 ambrosia, 就是以甜奶饭的稀的甜奶饭形式的这样的一个里面的甘露。
So he gave this pot, the divine personality who came out, gave this pot to Maharaj Dasara. And he told him, he said, you give this to your queen and she will have the child.
就从祭火当中呢出来的这个神圣的人物就对达萨拉的王说，你把这个甜米饭给你的王后们吃，他们就会给你怀上孩子。
So Maharaj Dasarath took that pot and he immediately gave half of that rice to the first wife, Gosalya.
石车王就捧着这罐蜜露，就把一半给了他的最年长的皇后Kausalya。
And then the other half, the remaining half, he gave to the youngest, the very attractive wife, Kaikeyi.
他把剩下的一半给了他最小的王后，也就最长得最迷人的Kaikeyi。
And then the two wives who had received, Gosalya and Kaikeyi, they took from what they had received, they each gave a portion to the other queen, Sumitra.
Kausalya 和 Kaikeyi, 他们两人分别从自己的这个祭品当中分出了一半给了中间的年龄在中间的王后 Sumitra.
So in this way, in course of time, after they ate that rice, they felt a child within their womb.
当这些王后们吃下了这个鲫鱼之后，他们感觉到自己的子宫当中呢，就有了胎儿的蠕动。
And then after carrying the child in their womb for some time, Kausalya,gave birth to the first child, Lord Ramachandra.
在腹中子宫当中孕育了这个孩子一段时间之后， Kausalya 就生下了主 Ramachandra.
Then Kaikeyi, she gave birth to her son called Bharat.
Kaikeyi 生下了他自己的儿子叫Bharat.
And Sumitra, because she'd received two portions, so when she gave birth to twins, and they were called Lakshman and Shatrughna.
因为 Sumitra 他得到了两份的寄语，所以他就生下了一对双胞胎，名字叫 Lakshmana 和 Satrughna。
So in some scriptures they describe these four sons, they're described as being the Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha and Pradyumna. But in other scriptures, one I was reading, they described that Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and the other three, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, are his weapons.
那在有的经典当中描述，这兄弟四个呢，分别是 Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha 和 Pradyumna。但是我又读到，就是有的地方提到说，主 Ramachandra 是 Vishnu 本人，而那 Bharat、Lakshman 和 Satrughna 则是他的武器。
Yeah. So either way, they're very divine personalities. They're not ordinary persons. They're divine personalities.
那无论如何呢？他们都是神圣的人物，而不是普通人。
So these four sons appear in the palace of Maharaj Dasarath, and they give great pleasure to Maharaj Dasarath. He's so happy.
这四个王子呢？
Wives are blessed with sons.
这四个男孩就在皇宫当中呢，给所有的皇宫成员都带来了快乐。现在终于呢，国王有了王子了。
And of course, Lord Ramachandra, being the oldest son, he's the most dear and he's loved and appreciated by his father and by everyone.
主拉玛作为长子，就特别的受到他的父亲以及每一个人的爱戴，并且是他们的心肝宝贝。
Now, we have to understand how difficult it would be in such a situation that where there's not one mother, but there are three mothers.
但现在呢，我们要明白呢，这个情况呢，它有一点复杂困难，就是他们不是一个母亲，而是有三位母亲。
And growing up together, there will be some natural competition between the brothers. You know, which one's the best, or which one's the leader, which one's the senior.
自然而然的呢，这些男孩子们他们一同长大，彼此之间呢就有竞争，哪一个是最棒的，哪一位是领袖，哪一位是最资深的。
But these four brothers did not have that kind of competitive spirit. They loved each other and they were all very loyal to Lord Rama.
但这四兄弟可不是这种情况。这个四哥四个他们之间没有任何的竞争心。
Lakshman was especially attached. Your voice is breaking again. Sorry, Guru Mani. I don't know. Sometimes your voice breaks. I don't know when you finish translating.
Okay. We can hear your voice very fluently and clearly.
Yeah, but I'm not hearing you fluently and clearly. Okay, anyway,
okay,
I'm sorry. If I interrupt you, please forgive me.
Okay, it's okay because we hear your voice very clearly. But I don't know when my voice is broken. So sorry if I.
Okay.
So,
Sati asked.
先挂断，然后重新呼一次。
没问题，我们就继续，问题不大。
OK。
So the four brothers, they were together, and especially Lakshman was very much attached to being with Lord Ram, and the same way Shatrughna was very attached to being with Bharat. And Lakshman was like the servant or the younger brother to Ram, and Shatrughna served Bharat also in a similar manner.
就这个兄弟四个在成长过程当中呢 ，Lakshman 就特别的依恋，Rama， 就好像主 Rama 的仆人一样。那同样的呢 ，Shatrughna 也是跟 Bharat 关系特别的近，就像他的仆人一样。
So another thing was that the three mothers, three wives there.All the four sons had equal affection for each of the wives. Not that they thought, oh, she's not my mother, but they had equal affection for the four mothers, the three mothers.
这四个儿子呢，他们对于三位母亲都怀着同样的爱恋。他们没有区别啊，这个是我的亲生母亲，那位不是。他们是同样的爱着每一位母亲的。
Lord Rama would give special attention to Kaikeya to serve her and to please her even more than his own, even more than Bharat, who was actually the son of Kaikeya. Lord Ramachandra would give her.Would show more affection to Kaikeya than her own son Bharat.
就是 Rama， 他对于 Kaikeya 的爱就胜过了他自己的亲生儿子 Bharat 对他自己的亲生母亲的爱。
And Kaikeya was appreciating how this boy Ram, he's so kind to me, he's so affectionate, more than my own son.
Kaikeya 呢就特别感激，就是这个孩子 Rama， 他对我的爱甚至了比我自己的儿子 Bharat 对我的爱还要多。
So the four children grew up in this way, and they were each very respectful to the three mothers, and they did not discriminate which is my mother. They all thought the three ladies to be their own mother.
这四位孩子，他们对自己这三位母亲呢，就不加区分的尊重每一位母亲，并且热爱每一位母亲。
And because Rama was the oldest, the senior most, the other three brothers.Were all very respectful, and they had great love for Lord Ram, and Lord Ram had great love for them.
因为 Rama 他在四个兄弟当中呢年纪最大，所以另外三个兄弟呢都最尊重他，并然后 Rama 反过来也非常的爱护这三个兄弟。
We can understand how difficult it could be in such a situation. There would be a lot of, you know, politics or conflicts between the three ladies. But in the beginning of the childhood, there were no problems.
一般来说呢，就是如果是在普通的情况下。会有很多的这种政治啊，还有这种冲突就出现在这样的局面当中。但是在这个四个兄弟的童年时代，这种事情是不发生的。这虽然有三个女人，但是呢，并没有这个政治，也没有冲突。
So Lord Ramachandra grew up in this way, at a certain point.While he was still a young man, a youth, at one point, then a great sage came to the palace. Great sage was called Vishwamitra.
所以在这 Rama 他年轻，正好是青春年少的时候，皇宫里来了一位圣人 Vishwamitra。
And Vishwamitra came to the palace, and Maharaj Dasarath, he receives Vishwamitra very nicely, and he honors him, and he says, oh, great sage who are engaged in conquering death, how can I serve you? What can I do? Ask anything from me, I will be happy to serve you.
Dasarath 王就非常盛情的迎接了圣哲，并且呢荣耀了圣哲。他就对他说，哦，伟大的圣人呢、啊、在城市与征服生死的圣人啊，我怎样服务你，你可以向我索要你想要的任何事物。
So Vishwamitra was very happy to hear this. So first of all, Maharaj Dasarath received him, gave him nice food and everything, and washed his feet. And then he said, now please tell me, great sage, what has brought you here? What can I do for you?
Dasarath 王啊，就命人端上了这个精美的食物，款待圣哲。并且呢为他举行了涤足仪式，给他洗他的足，接着又对他说，圣人啊，是什么把您带到了我的皇宫里的呢？
So then Vishwamitra said, yes, I need your son to come with me. I'm going to take him and I want him to kill some demons for me.He said, I'm a Brahmin. I shouldn't use violence. But your son is Kshatriya. I want him to come and he should kill some demons who are giving us trouble.
这个圣哲就对他说，我想要你的儿子跟我一起去杀恶魔。因为这圣人他是婆罗门，婆罗门是不使用暴力的，而这个 Rama 和他的父亲都是沙地利，所以就圣人就说，我想让你的儿子跟我一起去杀恶魔。
So Maharaj Dasarath was very worried because he said, oh, these demons, some of these Rakshasas are very powerful. And my son Ram, he's only a young boy. He said, I will come, let me come, I will bring our army, I will bring all the army, I will come, I will kill them.Let me fight the demons.
然后达瑟拉的王一下就担心起来了。哦，那些大恶魔，他们都是食人魔，他们都是特别有力量的。我特别有力量，我会去跟你去，我会带着军队去战胜这些恶魔。
哎呀，我的孩子太年轻，太小啊。So Maharaj Dasarath was very attached to Lord Rama.
这父亲自然而然的就非常的
especially is attached to Lord Rama.
作为父亲，那自然而然的特别的就疼爱自己的孩子。Dasarath 王他尤其是特别疼爱自己的 Rama.
Vishwamitra got a bit angry. He said.You told me you were ready to give me whatever I wanted. I'm telling you I want your son. Why are you objecting?
这圣人呢就开始愤怒了。你告诉我，你答应说无论我想要什么你都可以给我，但我现在要你的儿子，你为什么不给我？
So there was Vishwamitra explained. He said, I'm going to give your son.Mantras by which he will have great power. He'll be able to use these mantras to kill these demons. I will be there to help him to overcome, to fight I'll give him the power and all the mantras, all the weapons to overcome these demons. You don't have to have any fear.
圣人就安慰国王说，我会教授你的儿子曼陀罗，让你的儿子用这个曼陀罗，并且使用这些武器，教你的儿子使用武器 怎么用这些曼陀罗和武器来打败那些恶魔。
Actually, Lord Rama, he had incarnated in this world in a human form just to kill certain demons.
实际上主 Rama 呢就是以人类的形体化身，就目的就是杀恶魔。
There was a particular demon called Ravana, and Ravana had been given a benediction by Brahma that he could not be killed by any living entity except for humans and animals.
就Ravana? 有一个大恶魔，他的名字叫 Ravana。这个 Ravana 他得到了四面佛婆罗诃摩的祝福，不会被任何生物所杀，但除了人类和动物之外。
Don't translate Brahma as simian for. It's not simian for. It's Brahma.
Okay, sorry. Brahma, 主婆罗诃摩。
Right, we don't want to confuse people to start talking about Buddha. It has nothing to do with Buddha. Okay, so Ravana had this benediction. He thought animals and humans, they could never give him any trouble. So he was so proud, he didn't ask to get the benediction that he could not be killed by any human or animal. He only asked he could not be killed by any divine being.
Ravana 恶魔他特别的骄傲，他瞧不起人类和动物，所以他并没有祈求这个祝福，不会被人类和动物所杀，他只是祈求别的祝福，不会被其他的生物所杀。
So Lord Ramachandra appeared in the human form to kill these different demons, and Vishwamitra is the one who gives him all the mantras, all the weapons, the astras they're called, by which he can defeat all these different demons.
主 Rama Chandra 的降临呢，就是为了杀死像 Ravana 这样的恶魔，而 Vishwamitra 就是那位来教授他武器以及曼陀罗怎样使用这些武器曼陀罗杀恶魔的人。
This Ravana said he actually had 10 heads.He was so powerful.
Ravana 有十个头，特别有力量。
In the song, the Gita Govinda, Jai Deva Goswami, he describes the pastimes of each of the 10 incarnations of Vishnu.
在 Jai Deva Goswami 所做的，对至尊那个神手的十个化身的赞颂当中，就描述了。
Vitarasi dikshurame dipati kamaniyam Dashamukamoli ramin balamiyam Keshavadrita rama sharira Jai jagadisha hare Jai jagadisha hare Jai jagadisha hareThe Jayadeva Goswami, he wrote this song and he describes how Lord Ramachandra comes and he kills this 10-headed demon, Ravan.
Jayadeva Goswami 就谱写了这首歌，赞颂了主 Ramachandra 他的降临于世是去杀这恶魔 Ravan.
So that will come, you'll hear about Ravan from the other speakers. I'm speaking more about his childhood Leela.
你们将从其他的讲演者那里听到有关于 Ravana 的怎样杀 Ravana 的事情，我讲述的是他的童年的逍遥。
So anyway, Maharaj Dasarath is persuaded to let his two sons go with Vishwamitra. Lord Rama goes, and Lord Rama is accompanied by Lakshman. Lakshman always likes to follow Lord Rama.
就这样呢 ，Rama 和 Lakshman 呢就被允许，随同 Vishwamitra 一起前去执行他的使命。
So, Vishwamitra took them into the forest where his ashram was, and on the way there, they had to pass through some different kingdom, different territories, and they came to one place where everything was dead. All the trees were dead, and the place looked just, you know, it was very frightening, very scary just to see the place, because nothing was alive. And Lord Rama asked Vishwamitra, what happened here?
Vishwamitra 就带领着兄弟两个人就朝他的 ashram 走去。在途中呢，他们经过了一片地方，这个地方呢，所有的树木都死去了，而且这个地方死气沉沉的，特别的令人毛骨悚然。然后这 Rama 就问 Vishwamitra， 这个地方发生什么事情了？
So Vishwamitra told, he said, there's a big demon lives here. It's a woman. She's in the form of a woman, and she eats human flesh.
Vishwamitra,
her name is Tataka.
Vishwamitra 就告诉 Rama 说这个地方住着一个 Rakshasi 吃人的女魔，她的名字叫 Tataka.
Yeah. And initially, in the beginning of her life, she was a beautiful young woman. She was the daughter of a Yaksha. And she had been given a blessing by Brahma to have the great strength, to have strength like 10,000 elephants.
一开始呢，塔塔卡她是非常的漂亮的，她是一个 Yaksha 的女儿，她得到了婆罗诃摩的 Brahma 的祝福，主 Brahma 的祝福，她会有十万头大象的力量。
And she got married to another Yaksha, but the man she got married to, the Yaksha she got married to, he was killed as a result of a curse by a great yogi called Agastya.
但是塔塔卡她嫁给的那个 Yaksha 被一个名字叫 Agastya 的圣人所诅咒就死去了。
So when her husband got killed, she became very angry, and she came along with her son. She had one son also called Marichi, and they came together to try to get this yogi who had put the curse on her husband that caused him to die.
这个时候呢，塔塔卡他就特别的愤怒，于是他就带着他的儿子 Marichi 去找那位瑜伽师诅咒他儿子他的丈夫死去的瑜伽师去复仇。
So when the yogi saw, when Agastya saw them coming towards him in that angry mood, he said, oh, you're getting so angry, yeah? He said, I curse you now to become very ugly, horrible, and to take the form of rakshasas, eat human flesh. And then the yogi disappeared from their vision.So he cursed them this way to take this form.
圣人呢 ,Agastya 一看见这个母子俩气势汹汹的来找自己，就跟他说啊你现在想找我复仇吗？我现在诅咒你变得丑陋。于是呢诅咒你变成一个 Rakshasi, 吃人的女魔。后来这个塔塔卡就他的年轻的貌美的模样呢就变得很丑陋。瑜伽师呢 Agastya 圣人说完这番话就消失了。
So, and when Lord Rama came there with Vishwamitra, Lord Rama heard about this lady, and so he took his bow and he just pulled the bowstring and it made a loud sound, and this demonThis Rakshasi woman, she heard the sound and she came out very angry to see who was here because she would eat everybody who came into her territory.
Rama, 他就拉动了他的弓弦，就发出了非常震耳欲聋的声音。这个声音呢，就使得这个 Rakshasi, 这个吃人女魔跑出来看，他会吃掉他。的领土当中来的任何的一个人。
So she came rushing towards Lord Rama, but Vishwamitra used mantras to keep her back, to keep her away.
这个女魔就冲向了 Rama, 但是这时候的 Vishwamitra 就赶紧的念诵了曼陀罗，就阻止了这个女魔。
Vishwamitra told Lord Rama, you have to kill her. Don't worry, because she's a woman. Don't think that because she's a woman, you shouldn't kill her. She's a very sinful demon, and she has killed many people. You have to kill her.
Vishwamitra 就命令 Rama, 说杀掉她，你不要犹豫，因为她是女人而犹豫不决。她罪恶滔天，她杀了很多的人，你要杀掉她。
So there was a great battle for some time, and finally Vishwamitra told Lord Ram, don't hesitate to kill her. Don't think she's a woman, you shouldn't kill her. You have to kill her. So then Lord Ramachandra took one arrow and he pierced her heart, killed her.
于是呢，他拉玛就和这个女魔之间的展开了激战。Vishwamitra 就在一边呢，就大声的跟拉玛说，你不要犹豫。因为她是女人，犹豫不决，你要杀掉她。后来呢 ，Rama 就搭起张弓的搭箭，用一支箭射中了她的心脏。
So when Lord Rama killed her, then Vishwamitra was very pleased, and then they could go on, and they went to Vishwamitra's ashram, and then in the ashram, Vishwamitra explained how they do yagya there, and they.But the yagya always gets disturbed by demons.
Vishwamitra 就对主 Rama 特别的满意，他们继续就往前走，就来到了他自己的 ashram。在这个 ashram 呢，他 Vishwamitra 就告诉他，他们会举行 yagya 火祭，但是他们的火祭会被恶魔所打扰。
So they began the yagya.And just as the yagya went on for several days, and just as it was finishing, then these two demons came and they began to pour stew and making things on the yagya and ruin the whole yagya.
他们便开始举行那个火祭，就举行了几天之后呢，就将将要结束的时候，就冒出了两个恶魔。这两个恶魔呢，朝这个祭火当中呢，就是抛洒粪便和尿液，就打扰了他们的火气。
So Lord Rama had to fight them, and he took his bow, and with one weapon he fired a bow. One of the demons called Marichi, it knocked him 800 miles into the middle of the ocean. It didn't kill him, but it blew him away 800 miles into the middle of the ocean.
主 Rama Chandra 呢，主 Rama 他就拿起武器，就跟这两个恶魔呢，就来跟他们打斗。在这个过程当中呢，他就把这个 Marichi 呢一下给吹到了600英里之外的海洋中间。
And the other demon who was fighting Lord Rama killed him, and then.With there were many other their followers. He blew them away. He created a wind weapon which blew them away, scattered them away, just like dust blows.
Rama, 他杀死了另外的一个恶魔和这些他们的追随者。在这过程当中呢，他使用的是风武器，就像沙尘暴一样，把他们吹跑了。
So.Vishwamitra is very pleased with Lord Rama and Lakshman that they'd shown great courage and strength and they showed their power that they could kill the demons.
Vishwamitra 就对 Rama 和 Lakshman 特别的满意，因为他们在这个战斗过程中呢，展示了自己的威猛和力量。
There were many other demons still to be killed by Lord Rama.
还有许多的恶魔就等待着 Rama 杀死他。
The ones he'd been fighting today, those demons he fought today, they were just the small demons. But the big leader, the big demon was Ravan. He was still to be fought.
Rama 今天杀死的这些都是小小恶魔，还有大恶魔。Rama 呢，等着。
So then, Lord Rama was taken by Vishwamitra. They took him. They took Rama and Lakshman. Vishwamitra brought both of them to visit the kingdom of Janaka Maharaj and to meet them, to go there and see the palace of Maharaj Janaka in the kingdom of Mithila.
Vishwamitra 就带着 Rama 和 Lakshman 去了 Janaka 大军的王宫，他带着这个兄弟俩就去看 Janaka 大军的王宫。
And Janaka Maharaj had a daughter, Sita. And he wanted a suitable man to marry his daughter. And the test to marry his daughter was they had to pick up a bow. There was a special bow of Lord Shiva there. And they had to be able to pick up that bow and string it, bend the bow and put the string on and pull the bow.And then only they could be worthy to marry his daughter, Sita.
那在这米提拉这个地方呢，Janaka 国王他有个女儿，名字叫 Sita。现在呢，他准备把这个女儿嫁出去。这个测验呢，就是任何人只要能拿得起主 Shiva 的这张弓，并且呢，各位这个弓上弦，拉动着弓弦，这样的。一位男人就能娶他的女儿。
Yeah, this bow of Lord Shiva had been passed into the family of Maharaj Janaka, and it was so heavy it would take 300 men just to move it.
这张弓呢是他的祖传的，它特别的沉重，三百个强壮的男人才能抬得起它。
But somehow, although this bow was so heavy, this girl Sita, she was able to pick up the bow. But it took normally 300 men to move.
Sita, 她虽然还是一个小女孩，她却能拿得起这个300个男人才能抬得起的这张弓。
So Lord Rama came there and he did it. He picked up the bow. So Sita was given to Lord Rama as his wife.
Rama 就去了这个王国，拿起了这张弓，最后 Sita 就被给予他作为他的妻子。
Sita had been born from the earth, and she only wanted to accept Lord Vishnu as her husband. So only Lord Rama could be her husband.
Sita 是诞生于大地，她只接受 Vishnu 为她的丈夫，所以只有 Rama 才能成为她的夫君。
So, the marriage of Sita and Rama was arranged, and at that time they also arranged for the marriage of the other three brothers.
于是呢，便安排了 Sita 和 Rama 的婚礼，还安排了另外他兄弟三个的婚礼。
Yeah. They brought three other young suitable princesses to become the wives of the three brothers.And so the four brothers were all married at the same time.
他们就带来了另外三位年轻的公主来嫁给这个另外三个兄弟，这样兄弟四人都结了婚。
But then the problem was, after the marriage, they went home.Then the father wanted to retire. He wanted Lord Rama to become the king.
在他们结婚之后回到了。
There was a problem. The problem was that Kaikeya was influenced that she should try to get her son Bharat to be the king, not let Rama be the king.
现在问题出现了，凯凯伊呢就想让他的儿子巴拉特当国王，而不是 Rama 当国王。
Hello?
Here,
Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Okay. So Kaikeyi told her husband that you have to let my son become the king, and Ram should go to the forest for 14 years. Because if Ram becomes the king, then his mother will be more important than me. And I don't want that. I want my son to become the king. Then I will be the mother of the king. And then I will be important.
凯凯就跟他的丈夫说, 我要我的儿子当国王, 而不是Rama当国王。 如果Rama当上国王呢, 他的母亲呢, 就比我, 就更加显贵了。 我希望呢, 我的儿子当国王, 这样呢, 我就能成为国母, 我就能比其他的
So Maharaj Dasarath, he was obliged to do this. He was obliged to tell Lord Rama, he should go in the forest and Bharat should become the king. But Bharat was not there at the time. He had gone away to his uncle's place. So he didn't know what was going on.
达斯拉的王不得不答应他这个恳求，就把Rama流放到森林里。但当时的Bharata并不知道这个消息，他去了他的叔叔舅舅家。So
Lord Ramachandra, he is Maryada Avatar. He's an incarnation of the perfect etiquette, perfect behavior.
主Ramachandra他是这个礼仪的一个礼仪的。 化身,
yeah, he shows in every situation, he shows how to respond perfectly. That one day his father tells him to become king, he said yes. Then the next day his father tells him go to the forest for 14 years, he said yes. He does whatever he's told. He's very obedient to his father.
主Rama他显示了一个儿子的一个礼仪，如果今天的国王跟他说，你当国王，他会说好的；如果第二天呢，他的父亲跟他说，你去森林待14天，14年，所以他也会一口答应说好的，所以他就表现了一个完美的一个顺从的儿子。And
although his father had 3 wives, and Lord Rama is a Kshatriya, he could have married many wives. He didn't. He only took 1 wife.
他的父亲呢，娶了3个妻子，他自己作为沙地利也可以娶很多妻子，但他就只娶了一个妻子。So
in this way, he shows a very perfect example for everyone.
他就这样为每个人树立了完美的榜样。So
we will stop. Yeah, there's so many things we can say. I don't have enough time, and you, other people are going to speak, so I'll have to stop here.
要讲的还有很多，但是我的时间不充裕，所以我只能在这里停下来了。
If there's any question. Otherwise, you'll get other speakers today. You've got 3 other speakers. They will be able to answer all your questions.
如果我们要是没有问题的话，我们就接下来聆听其余三位，金Guru方Sivaja。Guru今天纠正了Brahma不是四面佛，但是我在很多奉献者那里听到的就是Brahma是四面佛，还说泰国供奉的四面佛就是Brahma。 请问有什么不同吗？ Hare Krishna, 感恩。
We don't see this four-headed Buddha, four-faced Buddha anywhere in the Vedic scriptures. It was only from our translator that, you know, because Janava was personally publishing these books, she made these changes and she did these changes, but it's not something which everyone accepts. It was her own interpretation.
在伟达经典任何一个地方都找不到这样的 we cannot find any where. Sorry, Mara, I didn't catch the first sentence.
I said, like, what did I say?
In anywhere in Vedic literature.
It's nowhere in the Vedic literature that Brahma is simian for.
在伟大经典当中没有任何一个地方可以you mean translation or the original version? I didn't quite understand.
Lord Brahma has also got four faces, but it doesn't mean that because he's got four faces, he has to be Buddha.
Okay, I understand. 就是主 Brahma, 他虽然有四个头，但并不代表就是他就成了四面佛。就是刚才我再翻译补充一下啊，就刚才马尔说的是一开始因为是扎纳瓦翻译的，所以扎纳瓦在出版的过程当中呢，他是自己就是他个人他是这样子翻译的。
Sometimes some people, they like to bring in Buddhism and try to relate it to the Vedic culture, but we shouldn't do that.
有的时候呢 有的人想要把佛教的东西呢就跟那个伟大文化和混为一谈，我们不希望这样的事情发生。
Buddha is Buddha, Brahma is Brahma. They're different personalities.
佛陀就是佛陀， Brahma 就是Brahma 就是 Brahma， 他们是两个人。She also mentioned that in Thailand they also worship that four-faced Brahma. She asked, what's the difference?
In Thailand they worship Brahma.Him is Buddha.
Sorry, Mar, it's broken.
In Thailand, they are worshipping Brahma as Brahma. They're not worshipping him as Buddha. Because Thailand was originally a Hindu kingdom, so they had the Vedic culture.
Okay. 在泰国，他们崇拜婆罗诃摩。就是崇拜的婆罗诃摩，并没有把它当成佛来崇拜，因为泰国原本的是一个印度教的国家，他们是属于原本的是伟达文化。
So in Thailand, people have respect for Brahma and Shiva and Vishnu.
所以在泰国，他们尊重Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu.
That was their original culture. The Buddhism came later.
这是泰国最原始的文明文化，但是后来他们就是引进了佛教。
And the Buddhists, they were not able to get rid of the Vedic culture because the people liked so much. They were so much attached to worshipping all the devas, all the Hindu gods.
佛教不能后来的佛教不能就是铲除原本的伟大文化的影响，因为当地的人们他们特别的依附于那个婆罗诃摩 Brahma Shiva Vishnu.
So the Buddhist temples they keep them these things there to please the people.
因此呢，当地的佛教庙呢也都保留了这些就是人物来。取悦那个游客。
But they tell the people ultimately nothing is real. Ultimately everything is zero because that's the Buddhist idea. Nothing is real.
但是他们对人们说呢，没有什么是真实的，一切都是虚无，都是零。
Okay, if you have any more questions.You have to keep them for another time. I'll be giving class, usually I give class Tuesday morning.
那好的，如果就是剩下来还有什么问题，可以向其余的讲，其余的老师来提问。我一般就是每个星期二讲课。
At that time, we have a lot of time for questions. Nobody's giving class after, so we can go on.
因为星期二呢，后面没有讲课的人，所以我们有充分的时间可以回答问题。
But I don't want to intrude on the next speaker's time.
我不想就是占用第二位这个讲课的人的时间。
Okay, so thank you very much. We'll hope you have a nice Ram Nomi, and you're very lucky to have so many speakers.
好，非常感谢大家的聆听，希望大家有一个愉快的 Nava Nomi 这个节日。你们都很幸运，因为今天有这么多的讲课的人。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Guru Maniki.
Guru Maniki.
Okay, 好，我们到这里结束了。
感谢。
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.